Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Are you aware of this report that Sproat was seen getting out of a DeLorean time machine from the 1982 Brewers squad?
Is it just the mustache and the hair, the pants? Every time he pitches, all I think about is the Will Ferrell sketch from the Jimmy Fallon show with the tight pants. I got my tight pants on. Don't wake the snake.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Before we bring in Level, can you, because we want to talk about Uribe. You want to set him up with, well, how it sounded here on WTMJ?
Yeah, so on the radio call, we chuckled when we heard this from Lane, Jeff. This is Lane referring to the Abner Uribe celebration after the strikeout in the eighth inning.
Well, that was another level of celebration from Abner, and he's got a pretty high bar.
Bringing in Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering this morning. So it's the eighth inning. Abner Uribe is in relief and pitching well and gets a strikeout and then does a times three sort of cross-check pelvic thrust.
Yeah.
Did I describe that accurately, Jeff?
I would say that is an accurate description, yes. And I will just follow that up with I'm just glad it was a strike.
Because it almost wasn't the challenge.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was a challenged pitch, and if that would have been a ball, I think that we could have had some serious fireworks after that. I think that the appropriate measures were made by Pat Murphy after the ball game, and I honestly thought I wasn't sure what Murph was going to do because he was on the top step, standing on the warning track, and waiting for Abner to come back into the dugout. After that, he was not pleased. He has been disciplined since, and I'm sure that will not happen again.
It'll be interesting, and I know that the Cardinals did mention that after the game, that they saw Murphy and saw that he was handling it, quote-unquote, but there was a comment made by Ivan Herrera, who he and Abner had a little bit of a look and were chirping a little bit there during their at-bat in the eighth inning, and he said what he did was disrespectful to the whole team and that, if I'm quoting here from the newspaper report, I hope we take care of it and move on. Yeah. So I don't know
what
that means.
Can you translate that for us, Jeff?
Yeah, it could go in a number of different ways, but I feel like, and there, we had a shot on our TV broadcast that we didn't air, but Murph and Ollie Marmol got each other's attention in between the innings, and it was, hey, listen, you and me, we're going to talk after the ball game is over, and I'm going to apologize. That's not okay. So I think that they took care of it in that aspect.
Cool.
There may be some retaliation today. All right, you get one, but we'll see. I believe that it's kind of water under the bridge at this point, and the appropriate parties have been disciplined appropriately.
Is there like a tribute? Does Murph offer up a player? Okay, you can hit this guy.
Here's what we're going to do. The bat boy is going to bat leadoff today.
Yeah.
You can plunk him in the chest if you want.
Yeah, we're going to throw Henry Rowengardner in there, and you get one, and that's going to be your guy, and that's it. No, I don't know if they do anything like that. I just, more than anything, I just think it's water under the bridge at this point. Abner knows what he did was not right and not appropriate, and it's just not the way that the Brewers handle their business.
All right, we really should be talking about another amazing performance by Kyle Harrison on the hill. You know, Eric made the point earlier, what if he weren't pitching the night after Mizorowski, we'd be talking even more about
him.
Totally. So, I mean, he's got the lowest earned run average through 10 starts in Brewers franchise history. Past CC Sabathia yesterday. It's just another great performance from Harrison. And he talks about pitching after Miz. And he goes, the two of us kind of push each other, which is great. The rest of the rotation pushes each other. But the fact that Harrison goes right after Mizorowski, it's like, hey, I'm playing with house money. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to pitch my game. I'm going to do my thing. I don't throw 103.6 miles an hour. I'm going to go out there and do what I do. And he puts a lot of pressure on himself. And this is the first time that he's really had a long leash to be successful. And he has taken it and he has run with it. He hasn't allowed more than two runs in any start this year, fellas. It's a remarkable run what Kyle Harrison's done.
What does he do so well?
He just commands the baseball to me. And the development of that breaking pitch that he throws, the slurve, he's almost thrown the changeup out. He throws it every now and again, But it's just fastball slurve at this point, and he throws those things out of the same tunnel, so it looks the same coming out of his hand to the hitters. But the fastball will rise, and then the slurve will break down and into right-handed hitters, so it looks the same, and you almost have to make a choice as it comes out of his hand. Is this thing going to be up in a fastball, or is this going to be down in a breaking ball at the moment he releases the pitch?
Levo, is that something that later in the season batters will be able to understand and maybe hit better against? You know what I mean? After they see more of Kyle Harrison and we get to seeing some of the teams, particularly in the NL Central, again for a second or a third time?
Well, let's hope not. But I think right. I think he varies his stuff so much that he's not super predictable on when he's going to be throwing those pitches in particular counts. I mean, he was basically 85% fastballs the first time through against the Cubs, and he didn't have to throw anything else, and he dominated the Cubs in that appearance. So as long as he's locating his pitches and he's on the right page with William Contreras or Gary Sanchez on whatever night he's throwing, he's going to be fine. He's just on such a roll right now. Just run with it.
How's that trade working out with the Red Sox? Red Sox are in last place in the AL East, and we got Shane Drouin as well in the Harrison deal. Yeah. And David Hamilton. Was he at shortstop last night?
Yeah, he was a short mate. Yeah, he had a couple of really great plays. One in the hole on a ground ball, and then he had the leaping catch in shallow left center, too. And, you know, he's got so much great speed, too. I think the Brewers won that trade. If I'm sitting there as a Red Sox fan, and I don't read the message boards from the Boston Red Sox fan base, but I would say that since, I don't know, April 1st, that those have been lighting up.
Well, they're unhappy on a random Wednesday anyway over there in Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
Afternoon baseball for you at American Family Field. Look forward to the call. Thanks, my friend.
You got it. Take care, guys.
10 minutes
3-2
before.
3-2 is a liner and a jumping catch by Hamilton. It's short. Oh, goodness gracious. Took a drop step, then had to backpedal, timed the jump perfectly, and snatched that thing out of the air. Oh, I didn't give him a shot off the bat to come down to that baseball. Oh, highlight reel stuff from David Hamilton. Come on and cheer us. Superstar.